Okay, chapter 5. The Inquisitors were torturing Harry. Did we miss something? When did this happen?
It happened now.
Yeah, okay. The Inquisitors were torturing Harry. First, Ignatius used the rock. Then Billy asked Harry if he wanted to read his BDSM blog. Harry was so surprised that his pants flew right off. He was wearing women's underpants. The Inquisitors were wearing them too.
What?
They realized they were all men of the Lord. What? And that's chapter 5, the entirety. That's it. 5 lines.
That's great.
Ignatius and then Billy.
And then Billy. Who can remember the torturer, Billy? Who can forget about it? BDSM blog. Here's my little favorite.
Chapter 6.
Harry awoke to the throaty grumble of a rape ape. Not a rape ape, but the rape ape. The last of his kind after subjugation of the rape forest. His people once graced the canopy, their penile digits proudly grasping the vines as they swung through the night, their hundreds of sweaty simian dongs trailing a low fetid memory in the rape ape's watering eye. As his ocular ducts began to well with the ancestral pride, so too did the countless meaty members sprouting from the rape ape's every hairy inch. From his eye sockets, ear holes, even his callous toes, a penile font of cry juice birthed a deluge.
What?
Harry observed this with consternation. I don't think that's a word.
Consternation?
With consternation, as he was tied to a table. Neither magic nor supercosmic strength would free him from his bonds. Had this creature's access to an unknown material or deistic strength? Or did the rape ape deistic strength? Or did the rape ape have a secret yet more baffling? Harry squinted so he could see the subatomic strings of the ropes. He began tossing antimatter at them with his mind as a group of children entered the rape ape's hiding place. They were well groomed and impeccably attired. And there were 5.8 of them. Just enough to represent an array of genders and races that would leave no one unhappy, save for the Eskimos. They were on their own, as far as the ape rape was concerned. Why do you cry, rape ape? Asked child 3.2. The rape ape.
3.2.
The rape ape, unwilling to hide its greasy primate cock tears, hung its head, and gravity coaxed the eye wangers downward. Some sad...
This is terrible.
Some sad wangs, apparently. It tied them together into a bow atop its head to be pretty for its guests. What?
I don't know.
It tied all of its dicks together?
I don't know. Maybe.
We are bound in this ligature of lingam, brother rape ape, said child 4.6.
4.6.
The children surrounded rape ape, holding their hands, and began to sing. He was transfixed as he watched the children. Oh, Harry was transfixed. Harry was transfixed as he watched the children, gently swaying with the song, float skyward. The little ones began to orbit the rape ape, who was convulsing as though stricken by the seizure devil. As the song...
That's a very specific devil right there. What do you do? Torture? How about you? Seizures. Why not?
That's what I do. As the song increased in tempo, the child flesh bubbled and merged into a spinning wonder turbine. The fleshy kid mass, sprouted hair, and groin dribblers just like the rape ape, and sprayed confetti into the skies and future, setting the constellations aflame with their opalescent of the perished rape apes. With the opalescent of the perished...
With the opalescent of the perished rape apes. Yeah.
Wow. That is some flowery word right there.
Yeah.
An explosion of color and hair left Harry Potter alone and still bound. He thought about sandwiches.
Now's the time.
Of Sam. I like how he reflects in every chapter.
Yeah.
It really puts everything in perspective.
Very much so into perspective, yeah. Okay, so that was chapter 6 in all its glory. Chapter 7. Harry Potter awoke in a pit that reeked of hot sauce. He could feel viscous fluid under his fingernails, burning the tender skin. Everywhere were white bags bulging with foul product. They were diapers stuffed with chicken bones and hot sauce, and their foul odor blossoming in the muffled dark. Harry's nostrils begged his brain for mercy. He flew upwards, away from the saucy mysteries below. The smell grew faint, calling him to return. Harry ignored their lies, flying beyond the lips of his prison. He was in a laboratory with machines that had no purpose beyond blinking lights and soft hums. Hello, my boy son, you make a father so good. What? Hello, my boy son, you make a father so good. Okay. Harry had flown out of the nose of an old man. This man wore a white coat, yet was drawn by the hand of an idiot. His voice came not from his mouth, but from elsewhere, a sad attempt at humanity. I know you'll do so well. Now you choose. lost, but okay. The man reached into his coat and laid out three diapers, each brimming with the spicy bones of the nose prison. He removed his head and stuck it on a spike on the counter to keep it from rolling away, obviously. The diapers began to stir as creatures clawed out of the bony wombs. Arrayed before Harry was a turtle, the reptilian body so frail that it seemed an afterthought to the shell, a bald weasel with toothpicks for legs, and a wrinkled thumb in a glass of water. The old man's head called out from the spike. Everyone has one. Make your best friends for life. Harry drank the glass of thumb water and spat the thumb at the old man's head.
Damn.
What the fuck are we reading? What is this?
Well, we're reading 30 H's for Harry Potter fanfic.
Yeah, okay.